Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm here with Buffalo Police Commissioner Grimalia and New York State Police Captain Person to give you an update on the City of Buffalo's ATV detail. Since the detail was established in 2021, we are now over 300 illegal ATVs and dirt bikes that have been seized by law enforcement. Over the Memorial Day weekend, we seized 31 ATVs and dirt bikes. This detail comes out of complaints from residents of the City of Buffalo of these illegal vehicles being on the streets of our city. And it's not just that the ATVs and dirt bikes are illegally operating in the city, it's that they are putting their lives and the lives of other people at risk, weaving in and out of traffic, going up on sidewalks, operating in parking lots, doing wheelies and other maneuvers while they are operating these vehicles, which represents a real danger to the community. The detail is ongoing. The Buffalo Police and other law enforcement agencies that we have worked with has done a good job in making sure that this danger in our community is addressed. We are going to continue this detail and send the message to those who would operate ATVs and dirt bikes illegally in the City of Buffalo that it is illegal, that we will confiscate these vehicles from you, and you will, unless you can prove ownership and prove that you can get them registered, will have a real challenge in being able to get these vehicles back. I want to thank the Buffalo Police Department, the New York State Police, and the Niagara County Sheriff's Department, and the Erie County Sheriff's Department for their work in making the roads of the City of Buffalo safer and stopping the operation of illegal ATVs and dirt bikes. Now I'm going to turn things over to Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia.
Thank you, Mayor. So we planned this detail over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Again, we've done this, as the mayor said, now this is the third year in a row that we've done this. It was necessitated by the amount of ATVs and dirt bikes that too many of our citizens has seen out on the streets. We've seen street takeovers, we've seen intersections being taken over, and the unfortunate reality is we've also seen gun crimes associated with individuals that are riding these. We set up the detail, we had a contingent of officers from all five districts, and we couldn't have been as successful as we was if it were not for the New York State Police Aviation Unit, as well as the Niagara County Sheriff's Aviation Unit. Niagara County helicopter stepped in when the state police chopper had to go refuel. That kept us up and running more. Why do we have the helicopters? It's quite simple. To have a safe and effective means of taking these off the street. We don't want our officers getting in situations where someone is going to get hurt. The helicopter, the eyes in the sky, calling out where these are, where they're going, and even if they come off the street and go onto private property, they can be directed by the helicopter and the observer in the helicopter to take us in so that we can go and we can seize these. As the mayor said, over the weekend, we've confiscated 31 of them. We've also written 79 traffic summonses. There's a number of city ordinance summonses, and we've also made some additional arrests. We had three stolen cars that were recovered, two of which of those stolen car situations resulted in arrests from individuals ranging from, I believe it was 15 to 17 years old. And one of the illegal dirt bikes that was operating on a sidewalk at the Grant and Ferry area, the individual was taken into custody safely and was also found to have a suspected felony weight level of drugs on his possession at that time. So we believe this was a very successful operation for a multitude of reasons. Number one being, this everything went off safe. It was a safe weekend. And with that, I'll turn it over to Captain Greg Person of the New York State Police, who again, we are very grateful for their assistance.
Thank you. It's Captain Greg Perrin.
Appreciate I'm sorry.
That's all right. New York State Police was proud to partner with the Buffalo Police Department for this important initiative. The ATVs and the dirt bikes, as both the mayor and commissioner said, are a safety issue, but it's also a quality of life issue for the good citizens of the city of Buffalo. We put a member of the Buffalo Police Department in our helicopter. They were able to provide us with the geography that we needed, and this really prevented any pursuits or danger to the public while we were able to confiscate a number of these vehicles. New York State Police Aviation Unit has helicopters available for all of our local law enforcement partners, and we do a variety of missions from surveillance such as this. We can do tactical rescue in gorges and other areas to assist first aid, as well as oversight when we had some of the dignitaries visit. Thank you.
Captain, would you say and spell your first and last name?
Sure. It's Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, and Perrin, P's and Paul, E-R-O-N. Captain?
We'll open up to questions that the members of the media have.
Where and under what circumstances are the illegal operations?
They are illegal anywhere on the roadway in the city of Buffalo, obviously illegal on sidewalks, illegal in parking lots. So these vehicles are illegal to operate anywhere in the city of Buffalo.
Looking at some of the vehicles behind you, are these ones that
Commissioner?
This weekend? Are they ones that have just been kept
in storage? This is all from this weekend. So, and in order to operate on a city street like a motorcycle, it has to be able to be legally registered, insured, has to have all the safety equipments, lighting, turn signals, brake lights, things of that nature. That's what makes it the difference between whether it can be legally registered or not.
Have the helicopters been used before for this purpose?
And yes. So unfortunately, I did not to go up in the helicopter. I did not get not to, was not able to fly around. But the state police, we don't have a helicopter. Obviously, the state police, the sheriff's departments do. But with radio communications and familiarity of the geography, as the captain said, we have one of our members up in the helicopter. They have our radio and they're calling out. They know the geography, they know the streets, they know the neighborhoods, and they're calling that down to our detail, our supervision, so then they can come in and safely work on a way to corral these and get them taken off the streets.
So what happens with these confiscated
vehicles? So there's a couple of different things that can happen. If they can be legally registered and insured, the owner has to go to the DMV with proof of ownership, get them legally registered. They'll have to have the insurance paperwork. Then they have to go to City Hall. They'll have to pay the impound storage fee, provide the paperwork from the DMV, and then they can be released. That's the normal procedure. If they cannot be legally registered, legally insured, if it's not a vehicle that's street legal and they can't prove ownership, they're not going to be able to get them back, and after 30 days they'll be disassembled and scrapped.
With this being an ongoing issue, you know, I know it's hard to come up with a permanent solution, but is there any other long-term solutions you're looking at in addition to this?
We will continue to do what we're doing on these. We're going to continue to safely get them. You know, there's ways that we go about, you know, we don't want to get into a pursuit with one of these. That could obviously have deadly consequences. So, you know, our department has become very adept over the last several years. And it's not just a Buffalo problem. This is something that you see in cities all across the country. You know, that's the unfortunate reality. It really became an issue of widespread nature in 2020, the summer when the pandemic started. You really started to see these New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Los Angeles, on and on and on. So we've talked about this on a national level on how we can go about getting these off the street safely. Using the helicopters is probably one of the top ways to for us to be able to do that. Watch where they go. You know, they're going to try to hide out somewhere. That's where the helicopter comes in handy and then directs our officers to that area.
Has there been any attempt to reach out to the manufacturer of these vehicles to seek their cooperation?
There has not.
All right, let me.
Yeah.
We want the public to do the right thing. Obviously, these vehicles, unless they are properly registered and have the proper safety equipment, are not legal to operate in the city of Buffalo. There are places in our county where you can ride dirt bikes and ATVs, but we need the public to do the right thing. And if you look at many of these vehicles, if not all of them, they cost a good amount of money for somebody to purchase this vehicle. So to purchase it, not use it properly, and to have it confiscated and then ultimately destroyed is just a waste of somebody's money. We want the public to do the right thing. We don't want our police and law enforcement to be in the position of having to confiscate these vehicles for public safety and quality of life, but we will continue to do that if people continue to operate them in the city of Buffalo.
So the two helicopters that were up this weekend was the State Police and Niagara County Sheriff helicopters. It's my understanding the Erie County chopper was down for maintenance. All the helicopters have a very rigorous maintenance schedule for obvious safety reasons. But our seizures took place all over the city, north, south, east, west parts of the city. You know, the cooperation is there because they've got the helicopters. We don't have an aviation unit. We don't have a helicopter. We want to do this in the safest means possible. Like I said, we've talked with other agencies across the country. We've shared ideas, and you know, this is one of the safest measures to do it. We couldn't do it as successfully as we do without the cooperation. We work with these agencies all the time. We're embedded in many different facets of law enforcement, and we couldn't do it without their cooperation. We've paid the reward a couple of times. It's a $100 reward. If your tip leads to the seizure of one of these illegal vehicles, then we'll go through the steps. And we've paid the reward out a couple of times. So it's out there. If you see them, if you know where they are, please call in the tip. And if we can materialize that into a seizure, a legal seizure of an ATV, then we will gladly pay the reward out. It's a little bit of all. Some of our officers were able to spot them when they were stopped and able to get on them quickly. Some of them, a lot of them, come from the helicopter and pointing out the direction of where they are. But we can also, the helicopter can also direct multiple cars in, multiple resources of the detail, again, to converge while they're, you know, parked or they're driving very slowly where we can get them stopped. It absolutely has. So over the past weekend, we also had a detail down around that area to curb some of the racing that has occurred. And some of the social circles have already been speaking over the last week since the speed humps have been put in place. And there was no drag racing at all down in the Furman area. So, you know, those were very instrumental in slowing that traffic down. And then that allows our details that we put out to curb these car gatherings to focus on some of the areas that still might be a challenge, and we don't have to be as spread out. So I love the speed humps. I think they're great. I think they've really slowed traffic down in a lot of neighborhoods. I personally would like to see more of them, but they also, you know, stop that at the Outer Harbor, and we're going to continue to, you know, curb those as well. We're going to continue to go after any of that drag racing or any of those gatherings. We want people to gather safely. We want them to do it responsibly, and unfortunately that hasn't happened over the years, and that necessitates doing what we're doing. Okay.
So if I could, at the Outer Harbor, Erie Basin Marina, Furman Boulevard, where people have meetups, where people drag race, where people do things that are not legally permissible, the Buffalo Police will be monitoring those areas very closely. We want people to do the right thing in the city of Buffalo. We want them to do things that are legal. Those three areas and other areas where there are vehicle meetups, where there is illegal drag racing, other illegal activity, we will be monitoring those areas very closely.
Can you just
Yeah, I mean, like the motorcycles, there are a couple of motorcycles that were pulled over for various reasons and impounded. This is where they were parked. But the, you know, we had three stolen cars that were recovered, two of which resulted in an arrest. So we had other things that were, you know, that were enacted upon while the detail was out there. But as you can see, you know, the bulk of what was taken were dirt bikes, ATVs.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.